A 6-2 decision from the Supreme Court this morning. Google prevails in an $8 billion copyright dispute with Oracle. The court is saying Google did not commit copyright infringement when it wrote all that code for the Android operating system. I'm joined on the KCBS Ring Central News. I'm a Dr. Michael Risch, professor of law at Villanova University, who specializes in cyber law, patent law, and intellectual property. Professor, thanks for the time this morning. This hinges on the concept of fair use, and maybe you can explain that first as we get going.
Sure, thank you. The copyright statute says that even if you have copied something that's copyrightable, if you did so in a fair way, which is a way that we think should be allowed, then we won't call it infringement. And so the court here decided that whatever copying may have occurred should be allowed.
In computer code, of course, there are lots of ways you could copy somebody else's code. In this case, I noted that, in fact, in his opinion, Justice Breyer took care to put a syllabus up front so that those of us who don't write code for a living would know what he was talking about. An application programming interface, sort of a chunk of code that people might pass around.
That's right. So the application programming interface is the thing that gives the commands. The analogy I like to use is of a remote control. The remote sends a series of ones and zeros, you know, blips to the TV. How the TV changes channels when it receives those numbers is up to the television, but you need to use the same ones and zeros or else you can't have a universal remote control. And most people are familiar with these because they have cable boxes where they share remote controls among different devices. The API is the commands, the ones and zeros, and that's what Google copied here. Only the ones and zeros instead were words like, you know, math.max to figure out the maximum number.
Right. So how important is this ruling in the grand scheme of the way code is written, or is this a one-off between these two big companies?
It's a pretty important ruling because APIs are very common. We continue to have cases in which people are accused of using APIs in a copyright infringing way. So this case really lays out some groundwork for courts to look at when it is the reuse of them should be allowed. So it doesn't come up too often, but when it does come up, it's pretty important because otherwise, for example, with the remote control analogy, if you couldn't have universal remote controls, you'd be pretty unhappy.
And this is important, of course, for interoperability. Otherwise, we'd all have a balkanized, you know, my phone and your phone might not talk.
That's right.
So where from here?
So basically, this is remanded to the courts, but given that Google's found non-infringing and they already had a jury trial, this case is basically going to be over. There's not going to be much else that Oracle can do to revive it. And so the real question will be what happens in any pending cases where this issue is at play. And there are a few around the country, and maybe they were holding their breaths for what was going to happen in this case, which has been pending for about 8 years. And so, you know, this will give some guidance to courts.